Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. Today, Lily and I are going to continue what we started yesterday, which is following Linda and Gary as they go to the pet store. Now, if you remember from yesterday, it began by them looking around the pet store trying to find a dog they wanted. But something happened in the end that we didn't expect.
The dog fell in love with Linda as well, and so Linda really had no choice. She was definitely going to get a dog.
Well, we'll just have to find out what Linda and Gary decide to buy for their pet by listening to the first part of today's conversation.
Gary and Linda are looking around at the other things in the pet store. Linda is holding the puppy in her arms.
I'm surprised that there are so many different products for pets.
Well, it's a whole industry. Pets become members of the family, and they need almost as much care as humans.
Pet food, leashes, collars, ooh, a little raincoat. It's adorable.
Don't tell me you're going to make her wear clothes. Dogs like to be, well, naked.
I don't want Clarabelle to get wet.
Clarabelle? You're naming her Clarabelle? Don't you think that she might get teased by the other dogs if you dress her up funny and give her such a cute name?
Dogs don't tease each other. Besides, I think she'll be happy wearing this little coat.
Wow, she's your dog. I think I would have taken a more manly approach, but that's just me.
Huh! I want to shower my new puppy with love. I think I'll pick up a leash, the little raincoat, and some puppy food.
So Linda and Gary are looking for some supplies. Well, Linda's surprised by something, and that's all the different products that you can buy for your pets.
Because, remember, they're at a pet store. You can buy pets, but also all the things that a pet needs.
That's why Gary calls it an industry, which is an organized group that make similar products. So pet supplies is an industry. These people all make things for our pets.
And it makes sense because pets have become members of the family. Families really love their pets, and so sometimes they buy their pets many things.
Well, let's look at some of those things you can buy for your pet. Linda says she needs pet food, leashes. That's what we use to walk our dogs. And there are also collars, and that's what goes around the dog's neck.
Collars are very important because usually if a dog has a collar, it means that it has a family taking care of it. But then Linda sees something that maybe not all dog owners have for their dogs. She sees a little raincoat, and that's why she says it's adorable. If something is adorable, it just means it's really cute.
And, you know, you can say to somebody who is very cute, I adore you, which means I think really highly of you, and I think you're a special person. Well, she thinks this little raincoat, because it's so small and it's for a pet, it's adorable, it's cute, it's lovely. Well, I learned something the other day, Lily, that the word adorable, by learning this word, you're learning two other languages, because in French and Spanish, the word is spelled the same.
That's right. The verb adore in French means to love. And, well, Gary doesn't seem very happy that Linda really likes this little raincoat.
He certainly does not. That's why he says, don't tell me you're going to make her wear clothes. When we put don't tell me in front of another phrase, that means we're not believing it. We can't believe you're going to do this, and you don't want that person to say it. Well, he also says that dogs like to be naked without any clothes, but of course dogs are naked. And if you remember yesterday, we learned a phrase, so to speak. This would be a perfect place to add that. You could say they like to be naked, so to speak, because of course dogs are naked.
Remember, they have fur all over their bodies, so of course they don't need to wear clothes. But Linda, she really cares about her dog, and she doesn't want Clarabelle to get wet. Wait a second, who's Clarabelle?
Clarabelle's what Linda named this dog. And Gary is just going crazy here because he doesn't understand the name, and he doesn't understand the clothes, and he's really worried that Clarabelle might get teased. Now, when you tease someone, that means you do things like you call people names or you make fun of it and you say, ooh, look at Clarabelle, the raincoat dog, ha 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 ha, and he doesn't want that to happen.
Of course not, because if you get teased, well, you can feel really bad about that. I mean, children in school, if they get teased by other kids, they feel really sad. And so Gary says that if Clarabelle has this name and she's wearing funny clothes, well, the other dogs are just going to be laughing at her.
But Linda doesn't agree. She says dogs don't tease each other. Dogs don't do that. Well, Gary thinks, well, it's your dog, so what can he do about it?
That's right, because Linda, she can make all the decisions by herself. But Gary says, I think I would have taken a more manly approach, but that's just me. So Gary, of course, he's male, and he's saying that, well, he probably would have chosen a name that another guy would choose, not necessarily a cute name like Clarabelle.
You can approach things differently, not just female and manly. Like at school, if you get a school project, you can approach it with a good attitude and do something creative, or you can approach it with a bad attitude and not really learn much from it. Well, I know our listeners are approaching today's conversation with a great attitude to learn English, but right now we're going to give you some Chinese as our Chinese teacher explains this first part of our conversation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. Gary 跟 Linda 两个人呢，他们还在宠物店里，而且 Linda 呢手上抱着那只黄金猎犬。Linda is holding the puppy in her arms， 用她的双手环抱着。Linda 说 ，I'm surprised that there are so many different products for pets， 没有想到宠物呢也有很多的相关产品。所以 Gary 说 ，It's a whole industry， 这是一个很大的产业。Pets become members of the family and they need almost as much care as humans. 因为宠物呢已经进入了家庭，好像是家庭的成员，所以他们需要的关怀，需要的照顾呢跟人是一样的。As 什么 as 和什么一样，因为 care 呢是不可数的名词，所以前面我们要用 much 而不可以用 many。接着 Linda 看到很多狗狗相关的产品，像是 pet food、leashes、collars， 还有呢，她看到了一个 raincoat， 而且她说 it's adorable， 是说明呢这个小雨衣好可爱哦。Matt 刚才呢告诉我们 adorable 这个字英文的拼法跟西班牙文还有法文的拼法呢都是一样的，所以看到 adorable 这个字呢等于我们就学了三种不同的语言。那么 Gary 继续说到 don't tell me you're going to make her wear clothes，这个句型是在表达说话的人呢不相信别人会做这个事情，所以他说 don't tell me， 你可不要告诉我，就是我不相信你真的会让这个狗狗穿衣服。 make 是一个使役动词，所以后面的动词 wear 呢要用原形，因为 dogs like to be naked， 因为狗狗呢通常都是不穿衣服的，穿了衣服可能会让他们觉得不舒服。可是 Linda 辩驳道 I don't want Clarabelle to get wet， 看来 Linda 已经决定狗的名字了，让 Gary 呢觉得非常的惊讶。 Gary 说 Don't you think that she might get teased by other dogs if you dress her up funny and give her such a cute name? 这是一个反问句，你不觉得这个狗狗很可能会被其他的狗狗嘲弄吗？那在什么样的条件之下呢？Eve 所连接的子句告诉我们 ,if you dress her up, 就是装扮某人，这里的 her 呢就是你的狗狗，你把它装扮得很可笑，此外呢你还给它一个这么可爱的名字，它一定会被别的狗捉弄的。可是 Linda 不以为然，她说 I think she'll be happy wearing this little coat. She 呢指的是狗狗，因为狗狗主动穿衣服感到快乐，所以后面呢我们要用现在分词片语 wearing this little coat.Gary 毕竟是男生，所以呢他也不想多说了，不过他倒有一个建议，他说 I think I would have taken a more manly approach, but that's just me. 他建议如果是他的话，他的方法是比较 manly, 比较具有男子气概，不会给狗狗取一个非常可爱的名字，更不会让狗狗穿雨衣了。可是呢 Linda 说 I want to shower my new puppy with love. 这里的 shower 当动词来用就是给予。Shower my new puppy with love 就是给我的小狗很多的爱。为了要表现爱它，所以 Linda 呢打算买很多相关的产品。
All right, listeners, it's time for a short break, but there's still plenty more English for you when we return.Welcome back to English for You. Lily and I are following our characters, Linda and Gary, as they shop for supplies for their new pet, Clarabelle. Well, it's time to continue seeing what they buy and what happens in the end of today's conversation.
Gary grabs the things from the shelf.
You should get a flea collar as well.
Oh, you're right. Good thinking.
Are you going to try to train her?
Yeah. I'm also going to get some books on dog training. I want to teach this little girl all sorts of tricks.
Don't forget a chew toy. Puppies love to chew things up. They're notorious for chewing up slippers.
That's so true.I'll have to remember to keep things off the floor.
If you need me to, I can give you a hand taking care of Clarabelle. I miss having a dog, but I don't have enough time for one right now.
You can come and play with Clarabelle anytime you'd like.
I'm sure I'll take you up on that. But will she have to wear the raincoat?
Only if it's raining. Okay, Clarabelle.Let's go and check out your new home.
Oh, what a nice ending to today's conversation. But we're going to go back to the beginning of this second part of our conversation to help you understand it better.And it begins with some more supplies. Remember, we talked about leashes, collars, and now we have a new kind of collar. It's a flea collar.
That's right, because dogs can get fleas. And fleas are those little insects that can make the dogs feel itchy, meaning they want to scratch themselves a lot.And so if you get a flea collar, it means that the dog won't get fleas.
Right, because it has special chemicals inside of it that fleas don't like to get around. And Linda thinks that's a great idea. So she says, good thinking. She likes the idea.
Then he asks her, Are you going to try to train her? When you train a dog, you're just trying to teach the dog to do certain things. For instance, to go to the bathroom outside or to tell you when they need to go to the bathroom.
Or, like when I was growing up with all the golden retrievers that my mom trains, you can train them secretly, without your mom knowing, to have the dog go and get a drink for you from the fridge. But there are other books that teach you about dog training, and that's what Linda's going to buy. It's an instructional book or a manual that talks about what to do to make your dog better.
And Linda wants to be able to teach Clarabelle all sorts of tricks. Now, dogs, if they've been taught properly, can do many things. For instance, they can sit, maybe they can lie down, and they can bark when you want them to.
And they can shake your hand if they're really polite. But Gary doesn't want her to forget a chew toy. And this is a toy that dogs can chew because, of course, dogs like to chew on things before their house broken, before they learn how to live inside of a house. And Gary, in fact, says they're notorious for chewing up slippers especially, so they chew up a lot of things, but they're notorious for slipper chewing. Now, when you're notorious, this is not a good thing. It means you're known. Everybody thinks of you for doing something that's bad. I was notorious as a kid for throwing crowns at my teachers.
Well, that would make you notorious, meaning all the teachers in your school would know about you. It's like you're famous, but you're famous because of a bad thing you do. Well, Linda says that's true, so she has to keep her things off of the floor, because if a puppy gets to your shoes or slippers and they chew them up, you won't be able to wear them again.
And Gary continues by being a very nice person. He says, I can give you a hand. Now, when you give someone a hand, you don't actually take off your hand and give it to them, but you offer your hands to help with something. Maybe if your mother is washing dishes after dinner, you could say, Mom, would you like me to give you a hand? Or if somebody's maybe struggling or doing homework and they don't understand something, you could say, Hey, do you want me to give you a hand? I'm great in math.
Well, Gary is doing a really nice thing. He's offering to help take care of Clarabelle because taking care of a dog, well, that can be very hard work sometimes. So Linda, she says, sure, you can come and play with Clarabelle anytime you like.
And Gary will certainly take her up on that. That's why he says, I'll take you up on that. We can say, I'll take them up on that. Or I'll take him up on that. It just means we're going to do whatever you offered, or we're going to accept what you've offered. If you say, hey, Matt, I'm looking for somebody to go skiing with me this winter. All expenses paid. It's going to be a free trip. I'd say, I'll definitely take you up on that, which means I'm going skiing.
So Gary, he's really happy that he'll be able to play with Clarabelle, but he doesn't like the idea if she's going to be wearing her raincoat. That's why he asks, does she really have to wear the raincoat?
And she does, but only if it's raining, which makes sense. I think Linda's going to be a good mom to this puppy, and I'm sure they're going to make a lot of wonderful puppy love memories together. Okay, listeners, it's time now to let you have some Chinese explanations of the conclusion of our conversation.
狗狗的相关产品其中呢有一个叫做 a flea collar， 也就是防蚤项圈。 因为身上如果长跳蚤的话呢，狗狗会 feel itchy， 觉得全身痒痒的。 戴上了这个项圈的话呢，跳蚤就不会近身了。琳达认为买这样一个项圈呢是一个好主意，所以他说 good thinking。 接着 Gary 说 are you going to try to train her？ train 当动词来用就是训练，你要训练狗狗吗？训练狗狗的话呢，就要买一些训练狗狗的相关书籍。琳达说 yeah I'm also going to get some books on dog training。 那么这种书呢，我们可以称之为是一种 manual， 也就是一种手册，M-A-N-U-A-L M-A-N-U-A-L， 或者说他们是 instructional books。 买这些书主要的目的就是 teach this little girl all sorts of tricks， 也就是教她各种不同的把戏。 Gary 提醒她 don't forget a chew toy。 为什么呢？因为 puppies love to chew things up。 chew something up 就是把这个东西给咬坏了。破折号后面呢又进一步的说明 They are notorious for chewing up slippers. Be notorious for something 就是因为什么而名声不好，或者是恶名昭彰。因为狗狗呢很爱乱咬拖鞋，咬了以后呢拖鞋就没有办法穿了。接下来 Gary 呢又补充说 If you need me to I can give you a handGive somebody a hand， 这个动词片语的意思就是帮助某人。我可以帮助你什么时候呢？当你要照顾小狗的时候。因为 Gary 说 I miss having a dog， 他以前也养过狗，所以他很怀念有狗狗在旁边的那种时光。 Linda 说 You can come and play with Clarabelle anytime you like。You like 是形容前面的这个时间，任何时间你想要来都可以来我们家跟我的狗狗玩。 Gary 说 I'm sure I'll take you up on that。 Take somebody up on something 呢就是接受某人那一方面的提议，这里的意思就是表示 Gary 呢愿意接受 Linda 的提议，就是随时想到就可以去他家跟狗玩。可是毕竟 Gary 呢是一个大男生，所以他问到But will she have to wear the raincoat? 那么 Linda 呢，她的回答是 Only if it's raining. Only if 放在句首是强调，也就是只有在下雨的时候呢，她才会穿雨衣。平常的时候呢，她是不会穿的。这下 Gary 才放心了。
Okay, it's time for another short break, but we'll return with more English for you.Welcome back to English for You. We have just finished our article or conversation today called Puppy Love. And Lily, I don't know about you, but I want to go buy a puppy now.
I know how you feel. Every time I walk by a pet store, I'm exactly like Linda. I want to go in and hold the puppies. But it's a good thing I don't usually do that. Otherwise, I would just take one home. And that's exactly what Linda did throughout our conversations. And she bought Clarabelle a lot of things, too.
She certainly did. Okay, listeners.Why don't you follow along as Lily and I read today's conversation one more time.
Gary and Linda are looking around at the other things in the pet store. Linda is holding the puppy in her arms.
I'm surprised that there are so many different products for pets.
Well, it's a whole industry. Pets become members of the family.And they need almost as much care as humans.
Pet food, leashes, collars, ooh, a little raincoat. It's adorable.
Don't tell me you're going to make her wear clothes. Dogs like to be, well, naked.
I don't want Clarabelle to get wet.
Clarabelle? You're naming her Clarabelle?Don't you think that she might get teased by the other dogs if you dress her up funny and give her such a cute name?
Dogs don't tease each other. Besides, I think she'll be happy wearing this little coat.
Wow, she's your dog. I think I would have taken a more manly approach, but that's just me.
Ha! Huh. I want to shower my new puppy with love. I think I'll pick up a leash, the little raincoat, and some puppy food.
Gary grabs the things from the shelf.
You should get a flea collar as well.
Oh, you're right. Good thinking.
Are you going to try to train her?
Yeah. I'm also going to get some books on dog training. I want to teach this little girl all sorts of tricks.
Don't forget a chew toy. Puppies love to chew things up. They're notorious for chewing up slippers.
That's so true. I'll have to remember to keep things off the floor.
If you need me to, I can give you a hand taking care of Clarabelle. I miss having a dog, but I don't have enough time for one right now.
You can come and play with Clarabelle anytime you'd like.
I'm sure I'll take you up on that. But will she have to wear the raincoat?
Only if it's raining. Okay, Clarabelle. Let's go and check out your new home.
What an adorable story, Lily. But right now, it's time to do today's vocabulary.
And adorable is our first word. My mom gave me an adorable stuffed bear for Christmas.
Tease. It is not right to tease people who are different from you.
Approach. Our plan was not working, so we tried a different approach to solve the problem.
Notorious. That busy intersection is notorious for car accidents.
Give somebody a hand. Let me give you a hand lifting that heavy box.
Take somebody up on something. I offered to help Larry Moore, and he took me up on the offer. Okay, listeners, well, we're going to help you now understand today's sentence for you, and I hope you'll take us up on the offer.
And it is good thinking.
I put bug spray in the backpack.
Good thinking. There will surely be insects in the park.
Well, listeners, that's all the time we have today. I hope you've enjoyed Puppy Love, and I hope you'll join us next time for more English for You. Until then, my name's Matt.
And I'm Lily.
See you next time.